So, what's your humiliation pleasure? Pick your favorite flavor and I'll dish it right up. The meaner I am, the harder and hotter you get. What fun. Want me to list your inadequacies? You want me to hear you whimper and sigh as my words wrap around you, making you feel weak and powerless? Wait, I think I want you kneeling when we do this. Kneel for me, and we'll continue. There, that's nice. Now, do you think you work hard to please me? All I want is a nice masturbation show. Go on, entertain me. Can you do a good job? Ooh, starting to stroke it. Wait a minute, that was lame. Do it again, faster, better this time. Ugh, why do I even try? You think that jacking off is hot? It's not, you're pathetic. Real men don't jack off like that. You're a buffoon. That's it, hands off. Oh, don't cry, you little twerp. You haven't earned your orgasm yet. Why should I let you whack it when I haven't even been pleased yet? All I ask is that you do turn me on. You make me hot by showing off your stroking technique, and you can't even do that. God, you are annoying, little pipsqueak, with your whimpering and trembling. Just go sit in the corner until I cool off. I'm so annoyed I could spank you. I also get asked, does it show? Can a woman size up a man without meeting his cock in person and present it in its best light? Do women really talk about cut and uncut cocks? Do they share their preferences with each other? How about the size of the cocks they've had? Do they share that? Does it show in your day-to-day life through your attitude, lack of assertiveness, that your cock struggles to outsize a Bic lighter when fully erect? I've thought about these questions, and the answers are probably. I've seen guys with tiny little dicklets before, and I think I even felt one during a makeout session in college. He was a really small, hard penis, or he had to roll a quarter in his pants. But trust me, that was the last makeout session with that guy. I would say he was on the spectrum of being shy. He certainly wasn't the outgoing party animal, ladies' man on campus, so maybe there's something to that. I also get asked, do women talk dick? Well, some do and some don't, but most do, though. And yes, we are talking about your micro-mini dick. Don't look so sad. You can have a thrilling sex life. Here, let me introduce you to Mr. Hand or Miss Rubber Pussy. Maybe the fact that you have a micro dick turned you into the biggest sissy. Do you humiliate yourself and allow your mistress to dress you, paint, and powder that whore face just to make you beg to suck a big cock? You are so desperate to change your lot in life and be near a decent-sized cock, you are willing. No, you're wanting to be that cock whore. So what's your humiliation pleasure? I have an assorted box of humiliation treats waiting just for you. All you have to do is call and pick your favorite flavor. 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Mistress Erica.